I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. Colombia used to be Latin America's kidnapping leader. A government crackdown has led to a dramatic drop in abductions. But the good news in Colombia has spelled trouble in neighboring Venezuela. Colombian guerrillas and criminal gangs are increasingly crossing the border to snatch Venezuelans for ransom. Some of the victims are high-profile, like the son of Colorado Rockies catcher Yorvit Torrealba. He was released recently, but average Venezuelans are also being targeted. John Otis sent us this report.
One year after high school student Maria Jose Molina was kidnapped by Marxist rebels, friends and relatives marched through the streets of the border city of San Cristobal to demand her freedom. Fifteen-year-old Maria Jose was grabbed by guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. They were looking for her father, who wasn't at home, so they took Maria Jose. But her mother, Carmen Molina, refused to let her daughter out of her sight.
I told them, if you're taking her, you're also taking me. So maybe to avoid getting into a loud shouting match, they kidnapped us both.
After 4 months in captivity, Carmen's husband agreed to pay a $325,000 ransom for his wife and daughter. Before he could turn over the cash, Venezuelan police rescued his wife. But there's been no word from the kidnappers about Maria Jose, and now the Molina family wonders if she's still alive. Maria Jose was one of 373 Venezuelans kidnapped last year, a huge increase from a decade ago when the average was 50 abductions. And experts say the actual number is probably higher. Victims are reluctant to go public. Not only is it illegal to pay ransoms in Venezuela, but relatives of hostages fear violent reprisals if they denounce the crime. Many of the kidnappings occur along the country's border with Colombia, an expanse of dense jungle and rugged mountains that the FARC has long used to escape from the Colombian army, treat its wounded, and stock up on food and weapons. Even at the busiest border post, people can cross the international bridge without showing any ID. And because it's easy to bribe or evade border guards, the area is a smuggler's paradise. So-called contrabandistas move everything from weapons, cocaine, even gasoline, which costs less than bottled water in oil-rich Venezuela, but can be sold for a huge profit in Colombia. Juan Carlos Lopez, a money changer on the Colombian side, describes the border as a lawless land of opportunity. Anyone can do whatever they want, Lopez says. He blames the high crime rate on Colombia's inability to control the border and rein in the guerrillas. Others point the finger at Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's left-wing president. They accuse him of turning a blind eye to kidnappings while going out of his way to praise the FARC and a smaller guerrilla organization called the ELN. Both rebel groups have been blacklisted by the U.S. State Department as terrorists.
La FARC y el ELN no son ningunos cuerpos terroristas.
The FARC and the ELN are not terrorists. They are legitimate armies, Chavez said in a speech last year that outraged the Colombian government. They are insurgent forces, Chavez said. They have a political project that's respected in Venezuela. But it's clear that the FARC and the ELN fund their war by trafficking drugs, kidnapping, and extortion, and they don't seem to respect Venezuelan nationals. Juan Manuel Sulvaran is an insurance broker in San Cristobal.
If I'm driving my car and I see somebody behind me, I just get nervous and you just want to run away, you know, because it's too much insecurity. You know, you never know. Before it was after rich people. Right now it's to everybody.
Indeed, the family of hostage Maria Jose Molina is solidly middle class. Her father, Samuel Molina, runs a small construction business. But searching for his daughter has turned into a full-time job, so he's laid off 11 of his 14 employees and sold most of his equipment. Along the way, he's met many Venezuelan families whose loved ones are kidnapped, and he ticks off a half dozen cases. In the past year, Samuel Molina has led 4 demonstrations on behalf of Maria Jose, but he doubts that the message is getting through to the kidnappers. He says they only understand money. So, as the latest march for Maria Jose peters out amid a rainstorm, her father and the other protesters turn to a higher power. They crowd into a neighborhood church where a priest offers a special mass on behalf of Maria Jose and all the other victims of Venezuela's kidnapping wave. For The World, I'm John Otis, San Cristobal, Venezuela.